This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On the fast track to making today better, it's Monday, the 14th of May. Hello, welcome to the DJV program where imagination is required. Sometimes I believe imagination is more important than knowledge is. Knowledge is sort of limited. Imagination embraces everything. Think about how you use your imagination. Radio is so great for that because theater of the mind, using words, drawing pictures hopefully well, is what we're doing here. When I say we, it's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria and Jennifer both have trending stories. Jen, I guess, Jennifer, you have both of them, don't you?
I have three of them, actually.
Three of them? Wow, a bonanza.
You're a real
go ahead.
Good boy. All right, well, the biggest story of the day is the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. There have been some protests leading up to this in the last several days. At least 18 Palestinians were actually killed early on Monday as protests at the Gaza border turned deadly ahead of this embassy opening that's expected to happen later, our time later in the morning on Monday. Protesters set fire to tires. They were putting big, thick plumes of smoke up into the air. And there were also a few Israelis injured. But at this time, the only deaths reported are Palestinians that are being killed in this area. They're being encouraged to climb the wall. And Jerusalem, Israel has said if they do climb the wall, that they will be considered violating a code and will be shot down. Steve Mnuchin is there on behalf of the United States. He is part of this group that has traveled over there, along with Jared and Ivanka. They are there as well. One of the president's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, is also there, and they'll be delivering remarks. President Trump is not there, but he'll be delivering remarks from Washington, D.C. as part of this ceremony that'll happen on Monday.
Yeah. Much ado about nothing in my thinking about what goes on there. I've said this many times, so I'm not going to repeat it. Really silly. Apparently, it's cheaper to run the embassy in Jerusalem for some reason. I don't know why. And it is in Tel Aviv. But these people, it's just one more reason for people who are tied up like a knot anyway. The Christians, the Muslims, the Jews, all of the people who work in the old city who are Semites and who are from the Middle East. In other words, the non-white Christians, the non-white Jews, the non-white Arabs that have lived their families and worked together for millennia are fine with this. The European Jews that come or came after the war are part of, I don't want to say the problem, but they're the ones that are discounted by the locals. And so it's, again, one of these skin. It's a skin thing. It's a mix of religion and skin color that creates the problem. So, I mean, what difference does it make whether the thing is in Timbuktu? It doesn't really.
Because it's the United States recognizing Jerusalem as property of Israel. So it is a big deal. It's a big deal, and it has been a big deal.
I got news for you. Jerusalem is the property of Israel. It's there. It's in. Right. It's
and
on Israeli territory.
Don't recognize that.
Well, that's their tough titty litty bitty. It is. There's a line in the sand you can look at, and it's such a small area. You know, it makes so much trouble. This city is not a large city to begin with. You can stand on the Mount of Olives and throw a rock into Jerusalem. You can literally, everything is on top of everything else. It's all one big neighborhood. It really is. And the last time I was there, which was it last year, the year before last, when I was talking to somebody who's an official of the city of Jerusalem, and you look out at the Jerusalem side of the hill, and there's rubbish and trash and stuff all over the place. It's a mess. And so if you talk to somebody, I remember talking to somebody who was a Muslim that lived in Jerusalem. I said, why is it so messy on your side of the mountain? Because the Israelis refuse to come pick up our trash. They run the trash collection in Jerusalem. So, okay, I hear that. And then I talk to somebody who's a city official in Jerusalem. I say, why is it you don't go over and pick up the trash? He said, because they refuse to pay taxes to the city of Jerusalem. So it's like, you know, it's the same. No matter what it is, it's a fight. It's a fight for everything.
Right. And it's always going to be a fight, but I think there have been a lot of American presidents who have said that they would move this embassy, and now the embassy has been moved, and they're celebrating today. There are a couple of people missing, if you want to know that element of the story. Most of the ambassadors are going to be attending this, except for the absence, glaringly, of France, the United Kingdom, and Germany, and that's because they're still feeling a little salty over President Trump tearing up that deal with Iran. So they will not be in attendance because they feel that Israel maybe put the screws to President Trump to rip up the deal. All right, another trending story today. This one's kind of interesting. Selma Hayek making news on Sunday. She said that male stars will have to take pay cuts if they're serious about equality for women. She's part of the Me Too and Time's Up movement, and she said highly paid male stars would have to make sacrifices. She says it's not just about the producers anymore, it's actors too. Time's up, you had a good run, but now it's time to be generous with the actresses. This is what she told a Women in Motion talk at the Cannes Film Festival over the weekend.
Really?
Hmm.
So it's not all tides not rising, but falling.
Well, I don't think it's about calling on men to ask for less. That's ridiculous.
No,
it's about women asking for more, and it's about people putting these films together. I mean, look, this is about who can open a movie. And I think separating us into categories like men and women are just, it doesn't do any good. Mm-hmm. It's about stars who can open movies, whether that is a man or a woman, and that's how salary should be dictated.
Yep.
It was
whoever
interesting. I
produces.
Saw over the weekend Benedict Cumberbatch, who is a huge actor who's been in a ton of big things, said that he would not star in a movie unless his female co-host or his female co-star, who, you know, I'm assuming is at rank with him in the movie, is making the same thing as him.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of men should say that. And I agree with Jen. They shouldn't take a cut, but they should also at least say, no, you know, what's right is right. We have equal screen time. We both have top billing. We both should get paid the same.
I think
who should make more, though? Mark Wahlberg or Salma Hayek?
I don't know.
Are they in the same movie together?
I think, let's say they're in competing movies. Let's say they're the star. Let's say
Mark Wahlberg will bring more to the movie than she will.
Absolutely right.
I just don't particularly. It's interesting because I guess it's based on personal preference, but I don't like Mark Wahlberg very much as an actor, and so Mark Wahlberg being in a movie would not get me to go see it.
Yeah,
I don't know if Salma Hayek would either, but
Well, just ask yourself, I mean, put yourself in the role of a movie studio. If you had two movies coming out in the fall, you know, if you're hiring for casting for two movies and you're thinking about Selma Hayek for one and Mark Wahlberg for the other, I'm thinking you're going to offer more money to Mark Wahlberg because he's going to return that investment.
It's true. If he's going to bring back more money, then he deserves to make more money.
Yeah, but that's not about, that's about two different movies. But if Mark Wahlberg within that movie has a female co-host who has this, or a co-star who has the same amount
Let's
of
say
screen
it's,
time,
it's
then that
Scarlett Johansson
woman should be
if
paid equally.
If you put
equally.
Scarlett Johansson up in there with Wahlberg, she deserves the same kind of money because she will attract the
Charlize Theron also
around.
Brings, you know, big. Gal Gadot is at the point now with what she did with Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
But it's less about competing movies. It's more about the co-stars. If you're in the same movie, look, it's the Mark Wahlberg, Michelle Williams thing. I didn't see that movie, but Doug, you said they had equal screen time. And we saw what that pay disparity was. That was insane.
Yeah, so, now look, I think when they're doing reshoots...
And she's an Oscar-nominated actress several times.
But her manager's the one who screwed
up. Well, and that's what
that.
I was actually going to say, is I think people need... Yeah, I don't know what you do in that case. If we just need to get rid of agents who suck, or what? Because that seems to be a big problem, is that a lot of the stars are...
The good old boys network, that's what it is.
They're not the ones who are doing the negotiating. Their agents are, and their agents are the ones who aren't asking for any money. So it kind of leaves women in all of these situations, and I don't know if that just means all of the agents suck, or if women just need to do a better job of vetting who they're working with, or if they...
But in so many cases,
I don't know.
In so many cases, though, the women don't even know what their male co-stars are making. And that's and if you don't even know where the bar is set, it's hard to really think, I think I'm getting a good price, and then you find out that your male co-star is making three times the same amount.
That's why I don't think that there's another side to this. I don't want I don't want people, although I suppose you can talk amongst yourselves because people do. I don't like people to compare what they earn because sometimes people have an under or overinflated thoughts about what they're worth. And somebody, for me, you get paid what you're worth, whether you're a man or a woman. And in some circumstances, that doesn't cut it. When somebody starts comparing stuff, I don't know. I don't know how to get around that.
I think it's hard, too, when your worth is also coming from people who are not necessarily good judges of that. Yeah, some of it's based on money and how much a movie is going to make. But I think that they're, you know, you talk about a good old boys network. I think that there are plenty of people who are still working in Hollywood, even though we've gotten rid of Harvey Weinstein's and we want to pretend like, okay, yeah, there's a revolution and we're all great and time's up. I think that there are still plenty of higher-ups working in that industry who are going to view male stars as more worthy of that money than female stars, even if that's not necessarily true.
Yep. We're back to the same business about discrimination. It's sexual. It's skin-toned. It's religious. It's political parties, it's age, it is it's pretty amazing. It really is.
But I do think, though, going back to Jen's original story, though, I do think, though, that men can absolutely be allies to women in this. And Benedict Cumberbatch Benedict Cumberbatch did something that I think is great. So saying, no, I'm going to make sure that any movie I sign on to, my female co-star, if it's in an equal role, is going to make the same as me. And that's not going to take any money out of his pocket, but a lot of men should be doing things like that. And that's they can have a direct impact on this movement.
Yeah, good I don't thoughts. Have a problem. Yeah, absolutely. I just think that it's unfair to say men just need to say,
I don't think they need to take a pay cut.
It's ridiculous.
No. All right, if you're focused on the amount of rest that you get, oftentimes on Monday morning we feel groggy. We wish we had more time to sleep. I'll tell you, there are a lot of people who are looking into things that are in the bedroom in order to make sure they get a good night's rest. If you're not getting a good night's rest every night, is your computer too close, the blue light? How about that? Maybe you should turn it off or not even bring it into the room. Don't watch TV. Don't read a bad book. Get MyPillows. Get a new mattress. That's something that a lot of people are not looking at. But when they go to the MyPillow.com website, go to MyPillow.com, look around, and see what they have there. They have a lot of great things, including new mattresses. So in order to get a good night's rest, you need new pillows, you need a new mattress. They're all there at 50% off. You heard me right. 50% off using the promo code DJV. Everybody needs to change their pillows, especially if you've had old pillows. With the problem with my pillow, I guess in a manner of speaking, as far as sales are concerned, is they last a long time. Most pillows don't, but you can wash and dry the MyPillow, get rid of all the gluck that's there from whatever stuff that you're breathing out of your nose, your nostrils, the little mites and the things that crawl around in your bed. Ugh. So let me help you understand how good the value is at MyPillow by sending you to MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. You get the regular two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows at half price. You get the mattress at half price. You get all of their, they have terrific, different layers that you need. What is the mattress cover? You get those at half price. Free shipping as well. So get yourself into the MyPillow mode of thinking when it comes to rest. This is the best pillow, the most comfortable mattress you'll ever own. Get it at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You on the skin on my bones. Is that what you say? Lyric line here?
Something like that.
Yeah. The smile in her voice. Hi, 25 after the hour, DJV time. Victoria and Karen and I going into New Music Monday mode. This song from Jessie Ware called Alone from her latest album, Glass House. So you went to a concert of hers last Friday. You must have enjoyed. You must have gone there.
That was my birthday present to myself. Yeah. I wanted to see her for a few years. This is her third album.
Why? What is there about her that you like?
I don't know. She put on one of the best vocal performances I've ever seen. Some people, you like their songs, and then you see them live, and you're like, oh, they're not that great at singing. She is amazing at singing. She was really humorous. Like, the interaction with the crowd was really good. I don't know. She's it. How old is she? She's mid-30s. I found out about her first because she collaborated with Ed Sheeran a few times. She's written on some of his albums. He's written on some of her albums.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. She's just a good R&B soul singer. I think she's a lot of fun. So, anyone, I would encourage anyone to listen to the album Glass House. It's pretty good.
I went to an R&B performance on Saturday night. It wasn't Jessie Ware. It was a couple of groups from the 70s and 80s that are still fabulous. Russell Tompkins Jr. and the Stylistics. And then I have never seen Tavares before, but they are, as you were pointing out off the air, one of my favorites because they have such energy. And they're a local group responsible for a number of hits, but the one I like best is Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. And everybody came up. The place, there wasn't an empty seat in the house except the one next to me. The place was just everybody up and down, running up and down the aisles, dancing. It was a lot of fun. And I think that's cool. The kind of way to enjoy a good concert. All right, so Jessie Ware, number one of the three New Music Monday tunes. Number two belongs to John Mayer, song called New Light. First new single off an unnamed upcoming album, which is due out later this year. Let's see what we think of this. What does it matter if you're free?
friends do. Who cares what other people say anyway? Oh, we can go far from here and make a new world together.
Kind of like this.
If you give me just one night, you're gonna see me in a blue light.
I like this.
Yeah.
Love this, and I do not like John Mayer, but I really love this.
Well, you don't like him because of his lifestyle.
No, I don't like his music.
Oh, really?
But I love this song. I really love this.
Yeah, I'm surprised because I feel like you weren't a fan of the last album, and I really liked his last album, and it sounds kind of similar to this. So
I might have to dive into it.
I don't know. Yeah.
So we got three things here. One for Kara called Alone from Jesse Ware. One for Victoria, John Mayer, New Light. Now here's one for me from The Temptations.
She wants me.
Still feel like you're a man. This is a John Mayer song, actually, from the
it
new
is.
Album.
Yeah, it's a cover.
Yeah.
I like to get to know you, but I just don't think I can.
Oh, there they are. Yeah.
They nail this. They so nail it. I listened to this whole album yesterday in the car. They nailed it.
Really? The album is called All the Time, bunch of covers for other songs. This is not the original Temptations. I think there's only two
one
members
guy
of the
left.
Original group. One guy left, yeah. But they still sound good here. This is good. Yeah, good. All right, good job. The Temptations with new music. John Mayer, new music. Jesse Ware, good new music. So good luck to all of them. 28 past the hour on DJV.
In today's automotive update, we tested 26 vehicles at the Ridge Motorsports Park in Shelton, Washington, to find out which is the best SUV, CUV, and truck option on the market. The absolute winner of the trucks was the 2019 Ram 1500. With the Ram's capability and new large screen options, it has reclining rear seats along with best-in-class towing and payload. It makes it America's best option. We also tested the Chevy Colorado ZR2, the Nissan Titan, and the Ford F-150 diesel, along with the Honda Ridgeline. To see the tests, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HPExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome to our space. It's your space as well. Monday, the 14th of May, day after Mother's Day. Hopefully you had a great one and you're ready, willing, and able to face the new week with the DJV show, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. This week will mark the magnificence of the union between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Getting married on Saturday. Millions watching on TV. Some have been invited to the chapel. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. There'll be lots of screens around England here and there. People watching, experiencing. It's kind of a cool situation. The royal wedding. See, the partners of some invited guests left out of the celebrations because there's not enough space. Unmarried friends are those who don't know the couple so well, asked to leave their girlfriends and boyfriends outside. That's kind of interesting. Meanwhile, her father is
making a fool of himself. But that's not uncommon for weddings.
Isn't it? Well, I know you didn't invite anybody to your wedding.
Well, yeah, but if you're having a traditional wedding, though, you don't have to give anyone a plus one. If they're not married or engaged, technically you don't have to give a plus one.
Yeah. So it's just interesting how they're trying to source all of this stuff out.
Yeah.
How they're doing the logistics, what's going on. A lot of speculation. Now the leak about Meghan Markle. She invited her Suits co-star and TV husband Patrick Adams to the wedding. Didn't I tell you I thought that was happening? I thought they were...
Well, there's been a lot of speculation. No one really knew for sure if she had invited people from Suits because she had been on that show for seven seasons.
The two male leads she invited and they're both coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be a cute scene. They must have met each other. Patrick Adams, they looked, you know, you can't fake chemistry, really, even if you're a really good actor, if you watch those sorts of things. And it was obvious these two had great chemistry on screen, and they seem to have had great chemistry off screen, because if they didn't, why would she invite them?
Right.
Or convince her husband to invite her television husband to come to the wedding.
Well, they seem to have, they both say really wonderful things about each other in the press, it's not surprising. I just wasn't sure if they were going to go the Hollywood route. I didn't know. But Priyanka Chopra is her good girlfriend. She's going to be there, too. So there may end up being some other Hollywood names that we haven't thought of that might
Gabriel Macht, I believe is that. Macht, it's M-A-C-H-T.
Who does he play?
Harvey Specter, the tough guy. He's the boss.
Tough guy.
It's a good show.
So he's not the other younger guy, right?
No.
Okay. He's the kind of weird, quirky...
Well, I don't know about weird. There's a guy named, plays the part is Harvey Levin. I'm trying to remember what his name is. And I can't remember what his name is, but he's the third male lead. And then there's a girl whose name, I'm trying to remember her name, Donna something or other, who's the actress who plays the...
Sarah Rafferty.
That's
Donna Paulson.
Thank you.
Rick Hoffman.
Licht. Yep, that's it. Yeah.
We sound like we really know what we're talking about.
Well, I do now because I had to put faces.
I'm still trying to figure out which one is Gabriel Macht. Is he the other guy who looks like Patrick Adams? They look like they could be brothers. There's two guys on Suits who look similar to each other. They're like blondish white guys with blue or green eyes.
No.
He is. Because the other guy.
He is, right?
Yeah. Yes, the guy who's coming looks more similar because the other guy,
right.
Rick Hoffman, is like older, is chubbier, and has brown hair.
Yeah, that's the guy that I thought Doug was referencing. That's the boss.
No, Mock is the boss of the place, and this guy who Hoffman plays is he's very Jewish looking and acting. And these guys, Mock is not. He's just but I don't think they look a lot alike. They seemed to be. They develop a friendship and a love for each other on the show, and it sometimes is. There's always the intrigue on the show is another one of those very well written shows, you know, that just there's always a good story going on. There's always three or four good stories going on, and Mock is a character actor who's a Canadian by birth who's done any number of things, good guys, bad guys. You'd recognize him if you saw him, but I don't think they look alike. I don't think he.
Well, they're more similar looking than the other guy.
Yeah, okay, the other guy.
That's what I meant. There's three male leads, so two of them kind of look alike, and the other guy is obviously not.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah. Okay, I'll bet.
But the girl, there was a girl who played a lawyer named Claire who had a few episodes on there, and she was kind of an important role because ultimately she finds out that, I don't know what the guy's name is, the guy who doesn't really have a law degree. What's his name?
Patrick Adams'
character. Right, but what's his character's name? Never mind. Anyway, she's his real-life wife. So she's friends with Meghan Markle from the show as well. So the four, the couples, so they're all friendly together behind the scenes.
Got it. Okay. I didn't know that. You taught me something I didn't know.
Well, hey.
So did you see Lifetime's dramatization of the romance? It was on last night?
No. I wanted to know when it was on. No one seemed to know.
Last night it was on.
Oh, it was on Lifetime, right?
Really cheesy.
Well, it's supposed to be. It's a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, right.
I want it to be cheesy.
Well,
apparently the palace was concerned about the sex scene in it.
Oh, really? I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Well,
because somebody on the show is dating a spokesperson for the palace.
Yeah.
So someone from the Lifetime movie had a connection there and knew that the palace was very concerned about the sex scenes.
Well, I was surprised when looking at the pictures of how well they did the casting call, because the lady who played Meghan looks just like her
yeah.
and sounded just like her. And the fellow named Burgess Abernathy played Prince William, not quite as good as it was. Her name was Parisa Fitzhenley. You look at a picture of her, and you think you're looking at Meghan.
Yeah, she does look a lot like her.
Yeah, really. So, but you see, there'll be so much attention to this week. It really.
Oh
will.
My God, my mom is already so upset. She said, "I heard it starts at like 4 a.m. Do I have to get up that early?" I said, "No." I said, "Coverage starts at 4 a.m, but
right,
actually,
right.
if you do want to see it, 7 a.m. is when it will be airing live on all the major networks."
Okay. In a moment, we're going to give you some tips on jobs. If you're looking for a job, we'll help you out in just a matter of moments. Let me help you with something else. If you have been writing checks every month for your timeshare, checks big enough to buy a car instead of the timeshare, you can't use the timeshare when you want to use the timeshare. If you need a way out of that contract, then you need to contact Resort Release. Resort Release pretty much says it all. When you're ready to leave the timeshare nightmare behind, these are the people that you need to call. 888-277-7245. Resort Release. They have the know-how to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare. Call to get out of the contract. 888-277-7245. Find out why they've been able to help tens of thousands of people just like you legally end the timeshare disaster you're in. Resort Release, 888-277-7245. If you don't get out of the contract, you don't pay. It's pretty bottom line. Better Business Bureau credit rating is A+. Resort Release, get out of the timeshare, 888-277-7245.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Joining us now for conversation about jobs, not just any jobs, but from the point of view of Facebook, Francesca De Quesada Covey is here to provide advice. And that's what we are. I like that part of this program. I like it. The ladies and I get together and focus on things that will help you out. If you want to go to page for this, facebook.com/jobs, while we're having the conversation. If you're looking or hiring for a summer job, I am, as a matter of fact, Francesca. I'm looking for somebody to scoop ice cream at my ice cream store on my farm. So where do I go? What do I do? How do I use Facebook?
Hey, Doug. Good morning. It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure.
I'm super excited to be here today to talk to you about Facebook's new jobs tool, which allows people to find jobs in their local communities and for small businesses to find the right employees. The easiest way to think about it is that if you can go to facebook.com/jobs, and there you'll find all the jobs in your local community that you can apply to directly on Facebook for free.
All right. So how do I use this? I just said I had posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Eastley Farm. If you want to go there, you're at Facebook.com/Eastley Farm.
I posted a job for somebody to work on the farm this summer. Maybe you go there and you look at it, you tell me how I did it the right way or the wrong way, or if, should I go to facebook.com/jobs in order to post the job that I'm talking about?
So you can post it directly on your page. So I'm sure you did it just right, and they can, people can find it on your page, or they can also see it in Newsfeed. Some tips that I have for you as you're thinking about posting other jobs, or if you wanted to think about changing the posting that you've already made, is to use a well-thought-out description. Make your post appealing. We all know this from how we use Facebook, so include some visuals, some images. I really encourage you to use the additional questions. Believe it or not, that additional information can be really helpful when thinking through candidates and also finding the right one. And then once you get interest, which I'm sure you're going to get a lot of interest for this job, just respond promptly so that you keep people engaged.
Mm-hmm. And the, so let's follow it from the other side. The person who's doing the hiring, to attract better job seekers, you have some tips that are there. Let's be a little more thorough, if we can be, on helping people, because that's really what this is about. We're trying to help people get jobs and help the people in these small businesses to find, because it's not easy to do this. It really isn't. It's kind of a pain, actually.
It is a pain. So we hear that from small businesses that 40% of them say it's harder than they expected. So I think you're right. Most people do find it to be a bit of a pain, and we're hoping that our jobs tool makes it much, much easier for them to find the people for their businesses, but also for people to find the right jobs.
How much information should you put there in terms of the salary, work hours, that kind of stuff? I mean, I was pretty explicit in my ad. But I don't know if that's if it's enough or too much. That's the problem. I think people always wonder what's enough, what's too much, what's not enough.
So I think the more information you can post as a company, the better it is. When people are looking for jobs, they really want to apply for jobs that resonate with them. So tell your story. Be personal. Tell the business's story is what I mean. Be personal. Explain the motivations of the business. And then give people as much information as possible so that you ensure that the candidates that are applying have already have made decisions that this is the right job for them and that they're excited to apply for this job.
Mm. So how many of these, just out of curiosity, a day are posted on Facebook? You have billions of users. So how does this get down to the nitty-gritty of helping the small business person or the individual looking for a job when you have such wide reach?
That's a really great question. We do have wide reach. We have 80 small businesses on the platform, 80 million, sorry, small businesses on the platform. We have 1.6 billion people that are connected with a business on Facebook. And most interesting for this tool, we have 1 in 4 people in the U.S. have searched for or found a job using Facebook.
Really?
We see really high intent and really high engagement when it comes to using this tool to find your job. I was surprised when I learned that fact, too.
Yeah. All right. Facebook.com/jobs. If you're looking to hire somebody for summer like I am, or you're looking for a permanent help, whatever it is, use the Facebook app. Facebook.com/jobs, or the application of their facility. Thank you, Francesca. Nice to have you here. It's 10 before the hour with help. This is the DJV show.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Time now is 53 after the hour. On the DJV program, time for an overview of movie news, box office totals from the weekend, that sort of thing. Chuck Curry is here with the, well, I don't know, did we didn't have, that was the music from Earthquake, was it? Where's the music from Earthquake? I know Chuck would like us to focus on something that has to do with real life reality, the earthquakes, the volcanoes in Hawaii. All that sort of thing.
Is this a new movie? This sounds old.
It is old. Earthquake was an old movie, right, Chuck? Are we going to redo it or something? What's the scoop?
It's a disaster film from 1974 that starred Charlton Heston and Lorne Greene. The reason we play it is that Chris Evans, who plays Captain America in the Marvel Universe, signed on to direct a big-budget disaster film called Greenland for director Neil Blomkamp, who directed District 9. The plot's being kept secret, but the synopsis is it's about a family fighting to survive in a cataclysmic disaster. And I love disaster movies, so I played the theme too. What is life without disaster movies, Doug?
That's right. So what we're...
I'll tell you a quick story. I drive down the road here in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, playing the soundtrack to the Italian Inferno. Now, who else in this country does that? I got many.
Although, we all, those of us who love to sing, whether we are good at it or not, I had some really great music on my, I was driving somewhere Saturday in my car, and I because I have a much better sound system in the car, obviously, than I do in the truck, and I'm listening and singing, and it's just, I'm driving along. It's a wonderful, maybe it's the time of year as much as anything else. But yeah, you got some music you want to listen to. Yes, I can't imagine too many people going down the street listening to the theme from Earthquake, though, Chuck. I'm with you on that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so in a moment we're going
to... Is that why they stare at me weirdly?
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I have that. It's very amazing. You know what I would like to talk about with you in a second? Gabriel Macht, who is the one of the leads in Suits, and his movie career. I was trying to explain to the ladies what he was all about. He's closer in age to Patrick Adams, who is the star who is actually going to the wedding of Meghan Markle and the Prince. But I want to know
more about him so that the audience has a reference to that, what movies he may have been in. And we'll have box office totals, too, right after this.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, so Chaka, we're talking about Gabriel Macht. Who is a star of Suits. He was in a movie called Goodbye. Well, I'm looking at some other things that he's done that you would know. SWAT, he was a Bag of Hammers, Breaking on the Edge. He played a lot of detectives. I mean, he's done a lot of typical stuff, basically. But a lot of people don't know him by name, but you'd know him if you saw him.
I'd have to see him because I got to be honest, I don't know him by name myself either.
Yeah, a lot of TV.
You watch your TV show Suits? I do.
I like it. Yeah, it's quite a good show.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. All right. So what happened to the box office over the weekend?
Third straight weekend, Doug. Avengers: Infinity War number one, $61 million in business, $547 million here in the States, done $1 billion worldwide. Open in China, $200 million opening weekend in China. That is a massive marketplace for these big budget movies. Life of the Party with Melissa McCarthy placed second, 18.5 opening weekend. The home invasion movie Breaking In placed third, 16.5. Overboard with Anna Faris having a good hold, $10 million in weekend number two, and A Quiet Place to round out the top five.
All right, so it was a decent weekend at the box office, basically, it sounds like. Chuck Curry on the DJ.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.